Hi. Welcome back to episode 9 of the Not God Pod. Thank you for returning.
Yeah.
Glad to still have you here.
It feels, I think for us, it feels like it's been so long since we recorded. I feel like it's not actually going to look like that much time on the, like, on the episodes. That didn't make any sense.
Like between episodes.
Yeah.
So we missed a month in November because we were rehearsing a show. We'll talk a little bit about that today. Very exciting times. did an actual live performance. But then now we're recording this super late. Like normally we record in the first week of the month. And release in the last week of the month. And it's currently December 19th.
Didn't go to plan this time, but it's okay. We were chatting about this earlier, and I think the only thing we can say about everything that has happened is, I mean, the chaos is very on brand.
Yeah,
like
we haven't updated our to-do list since the last week in November.
Yeah. However, even though we haven't done that, we have still kept more or less on top of things.
Yes, and despite not planning anything this month, we have planned next year.
Yeah,
more or less.
More or less.
Possible. Tentative plans. Big ideas. so that... we say, we hype ourselves up. We are our own biggest fans.
Look, someone has to be.
So that is what we're going to chat about today, is basically, I guess an overview of 2021 for us, what we have been up to, what we've learned from it, what we're thinking about in 2022. I guess vaguely in a professional development and kind of working structure of how you bring projects from kind of one iteration into the next and how you sort of draw lines between projects or take kind of working models from one thing and apply them to something else. But also just to have a bit of a chat.
It's been a strange year for everybody.
Yeah.
But us included. So I guess we are going to join the masses talking about what a strange year it's been.
Yep.
And to be honest, regardless of that fact, we did do, as we said, a whole live performance.
Yep.
Granted, at the very end of the year, but still.
I think, like, that we kind of dipped our toe into, like, digital theatre because we had to. Digital theatre, I think for us it's more, we make short films and we make theatre, and sometimes they're part of the same development process.
I'm not sure how I feel about the term digital theatre. I don't know if we've already spoken about that on the podcast, I can't remember.
I'm not sure either, but yeah, I think for us as well, because we're so, like, interdisciplinary in some of the stuff we make, but also at least in our approach and way of thinking about, like, art and performance, it's like, I don't know, you can make stuff using the same skills and the same ideas in a different form.
But it's a different form. It's not. I don't know. Theatre, in my mind, just has to be in a live space. Like, I don't think it really works otherwise.
In my head, digital theatre is like a stream of something
that happened performed on a stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on a stage.
Or performed live. Or whereas, like, what we have made is short films using some of the skills we use when we make our theatre, like our text writing and our movement devising and all of that.
But at the end of the day, like, to make whatever you want to call it, short films, videos, something, digital theatre, I suppose, it kind of does end up being the skills you need for a short film. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
You know, we happen to have those skills because we have studied theatre. Yeah. And also because we happen to be a little bit tech savvy. Just enough. Yeah,
we can more or less work Final Cut.
Yeah. You know, and that is, but it's still a short film. It's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
frustrated with that term. It makes me annoyed.
But I think it's interesting because I'm like, now when we're looking for like opportunity and stuff, I'm like, I would pitch an idea at a film festival and be like, we can make
it. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't see it as like out of our wheelhouse.
Yeah, we should put that on the ideas.
Yes.
Let's do that. Hang on.
Life planning.
This is, literally, this is how anything gets done. We chat a lot of shit. And then we're like, we should do this. The biggest thing, though, that we did last year, I think, is this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the podcast. We were just talking about how, 10 episodes ago? No, yeah, 9 episodes ago. 10 months ago.
10 months ago. Because we skipped November. Sorry, guys.
But we had no clue how to make a podcast. No. We had no clue. And we
literally like reading like WikiHow.
But we literally were like, okay, so I guess we record and then edit? I guess we need like 2 weeks to edit.
Yeah.
Which I now do in like half an hour.
We didn't realise it was free also.
Yeah, we didn't realise it was free. We had no clue how to get anything onto any streaming sites. Like, getting things onto Spotify is so simple.
Yeah.
So
that
simple.
It's really, really not that hard.
Yeah. We have definitely said this before, but I think we're both just a little bit surprised at how easy it is.
Yeah. And I think we had a similar experience with, like, when we did Directory in 2020, is its, like, first iteration.
Yeah.
It was very much, like, a lockdown project, like, oh, it would be really cool if this existed. This is something we are interested in doing long term. How?
And then we just did it.
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't that hard. So no. We're kind of like, that is a, I guess, professional development thing of having one thing that isn't a show, that isn't like a creative, in inverted commas, project, each kind of year.
Yeah.
That we're like, we'd really like to do this. We know nothing about it.
Yeah.
We're gonna learn through the doing.
Yeah, and like a kind of long-term thing or long-term-ish thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's like, this is a really useful skill for us as a company to know we can do. Yeah.
And or we just want to.
Yeah. I mean, it's useful because we want to, right?
Well, yeah, true. That's an interesting thing, actually, about differentiating between what is seen as good to do because it is productive or useful or built on skills or builds on, I don't know, build your company, build something. Maybe I'm going off such a tangent. I'll just make
That's
it
fine.
Tangent. The disconnect between that and doing what you want to.
Yeah.
I kind of think we've managed to make ourselves a company here based purely on what do we want to do.
Yeah, literally.
Because we want to. And then it's more like, okay, and then how do we make that something that other people want to also see or interact with in some way?
And how do we, find... like other organizations, theatres, etc., who align with what we're doing.
I don't know if that makes any sense. But my brain kind of went, oh yeah, this is useful for professional development. And then when we said, oh, we want to do it though, I was just like, oh yeah.
That's
we want to do it. Like,
there's no point developing skills and things we're not interested in.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think next year we were just discussing this, that like our thing that we're like, we don't know how we're gonna do this, we don't really know the logistics or the possibilities, but we're gonna give it a go, is we like want to make a zine.
Yeah.
And under our kind of like long-term plans for the NGC Hub side of thing, if we were to get funding and be kind of running that as more of a like larger scale thing, a zine would very much be part of the kind of regular activity under that. But regardless of whether or not that bit happens this year, that's kind of our thing that we're like, we want to learn how to do this this year, as well as continuing the podcast. So zine will be like the new addition to the...
Zine will be the thing that we... the big... the thing that we want to do, but it's professional development also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, this would be cool. We know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, stay tuned, I guess, for musings on zine stuff. The process of that.
Yeah, we're going to need stuff to put in the zine.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an opportunity for anyone who wants to come and be involved. We're going to, yeah, I don't know what we're going to need. Anything. Texts and pictures and...
anything and else.
Design. yeah.
So yeah, we have that as kind of a 2022 plan. We will do it. We follow through on things.
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but...
we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a podcast, so I'm sure we'll do that as well.
we want to, obviously continue this podcast. We have a nice time. We enjoy doing it. We'd love to have more guests on as well, because at the moment we've kind of talked within the collective, within people we trained with. And we'd kind of love both to talk to other people who we trained with and know already, who are off doing completely different things to us in different bits of the UK or Europe, and kind of hear about their perspective on the sort of stuff we talk about. But also to hear from people who aren't necessarily like working in theatre, but are working in a different field that has lots of like similarities or
crossovers,
whatever. Or people who we don't know who have a completely different background to us. So it requires a little bit more organisation on our part to like schedule people in and leave ourselves windows for that. But that's a definite aim for 2022.
Yeah, because there's only so much that we can chat about and still be interesting, like 10 episodes in.
And we also, want to do more events.
Yes, we managed to have one event, which was lovely, with Rachel Koppel. So shout out to Rachel, if you're listening to this, we love you. come to an event with us again. But also anyone else, if you have an idea for a workshop or a tool.
Something you want to try out.
Let us know.
Who knows if that'll be like online, if we might do in-person stuff. It depends like if we're in the same place at the same time. COVID stuff, space stuff, all of that.
Yeah, talking about things we're doing next year, this is by no means decided, but I am trying to do an MA in London next year.
We love professional development.
Yay! but if I manage to do an MA in London next year, it means I will be in London next year. And we will be in the same place. And so events might be live, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we need to think about this, because I think we've managed to get, a mostly UK-based community, audience, whatever we want to call all of you guys. But we have people from all over the place, and it might be useful to just remember to not completely stop including everyone who isn't just London-based.
Yeah, I think there's also the thing, if we can do like hybrid stuff, especially if it's more talky than practical.
Definitely. So yeah, so these are thoughts for next year.
We don't know what we're doing, but
No, we don't. We have some big ideas. Events.
Yeah.
And we will figure out how we're going to do that.
We know that doing like free events on professional development type stuff for people in theatre is something we want to do.
Yeah.
To be confirmed.
Yeah, but it will happen. At some point. On the other side of things.
Yes, on the...
We
make shows.
We make shows, yeah. It's almost like we trained for that.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the first reason why we wanted to start the NGC. Shows. Have we done any shows this year?
We did. So, we had some rehearsal and development time. Rehearsal and development? Research and development time. My brain was like, rehearsal time, research and development time. through Camden People's Theatre. So we did some, like, kind of workshopping of ideas for a show called I Talk With My Friends at the Witching Hour, which kind of looks at the witch trials, attitudes to witchcraft, and how that parallels with the history of, like, medical research, basically. Very meta-theatrical, very, like, I can't think how to describe it. Yeah, very kind of meta-theatrical, playing with those ideas, very information-heavy, lots of, like, think if we put horrible histories on stage type vibes. Which may get revisited at some point as a show. But, yeah, we got to play with some ideas for that back in April. April, which was fun, very nice to get back into a room after, like, a year of not being, and kind of easing back into the devising process there. And then we also, I think basically the whole way through 2021 have been playing with the ideas that are in How Do You Talk About a Manless Woman?
I think we... It was. I think I saw on my time hop a picture of one of the pages from The Days of Abandonment that I must have sent to you.
Yeah.
So that was like a year ago where I read it and thought it was the best thing ever.
Yeah. So yeah, we've been thinking about that for like all of this year.
Yeah.
And in summer, you made like a kind of film...
I did. I made a short film thing. And then we just... A month ago?
No, November 19th. So exactly a month ago as we were recording. No, November 15th. November.
Anyway.
A month ago.
We performed a version of that live at Voila Festival, which was wonderful. And quite strange being back on stage. I think we were... Well, I felt a little bit rusty because I haven't been on stage since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But it was... That was great. And
yeah, it
that
was like...
Is,
you're in a room devising a show and you're like, how do we do this again?
Yeah.
But it was nice, and it was nice to have like a kind of work in progress...
Showing.
And hopefully, especially if we're... kind of in the same place at the same time a bit more towards the end of this year, there's a lot more scope for us
stuff
to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Also shout out to the new diorama spaces at Broadgate.
Yes, massive shout out to them because that space is fantastic.
Like, you to can... be able to book free rehearsal space.
Yeah.
Like, and we had...
It was so nice as well.
It also meant that we booked kind of more time to, like, play and experiment than we would have had we had to, like, pay for somewhere. We'd have been like, okay, what is the minimum amount of time we can make a work in progress show in? Whereas cause it was free, we were like, oh, actually, we were going to rehearse, like, Friday, Saturday, but, like, there's a space available on the Thursday afternoon and we're not doing anything, so let's, like...
Rehearse then, too.
Grab
it
and play with some ideas. And it just... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So new diorama spaces. Not the theatre, the NDT. What is it? NDT Broadgate.
NDT Broadgate. We like the theatre also.
Yeah. But NDT Broadgate, the rehearsal spaces and the way that that works, brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to that. Nice and weird to be on...
on stage.
on the stage again.
And that is, I think that is a thing that we are trying to push into being a full-length show.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, the 2022 tentative plan, creatively, I guess, obviously, we might come up with something completely different in the middle of the year and be like, this is our priority now, or pitch to call-outs for kind of more specific things and end up doing something else. But our kind of two main ideas at the moment are to make the kind of work-in-progress stuff that we've done with Manless Women this year into something more complete and finished, if theatre can ever be...
Finished. But, so a full length, something full length.
Kind of develop that to an end stage of some description. We're interested within that and the ideas that we've been talking about on the podcast of like, what is it to queer something? What is the process of that? Where are the lines between that and other things like feminist readings?
Yeah.
All of that. So... yeah, we're interested in continuing with that. And then we've also been kind of talking tentatively about a second project because it seems to work well for us to have a few things going.
Yeah.
Both in terms of being able to respond to like opportunities as they come because we have more things to be like, oh, actually, we're working on this. Would this be of interest to places?
And if not, we have something else.
And also just... I don't know. I think we're people who like to be doing a little bit of everything all the time. Focusing on one thing for an entire year.
No, who's absolutely that? Not. I don't absolutely know how to do that.
So
we just get bored, I think.
Yeah. So I think to have lots of things going on works well for us. So the other kind of thing that we're interested in is the ideas that we were doing a bit more 2020, beginning of 2021, where we did Rights to Celebrate Sun Goddess, which ran the whole way through 2020 pretty much, not necessarily intentionally, but...
No.
and then we kind of did some more kind of sketchy ideas when we did like a short film called Beera in January or February, kind of continuing that. And in those, we look at folklore, specifically Celtic folklore in those, and kind of the ideas in that and the contemporary relevance of that. And there's lots of sort of poetry and those sorts of a thing. We're interested in kind of bringing those ideas of folklore, because that's very much like a shared interest of ours, folklore and paganism and those sorts of things. But looking a bit more at the theatricalities of it, and the theatricality of tradition and like ritual and those sorts of things, and kind of bringing in, I guess, some of the meta theatrical elements, which is another kind of common thing that runs through other bits of our work. Yeah. It's very much in Manless Women, was very much in the ideas we were playing with when we were with Come to People's Theatre in April. I guess kind of bringing those two things together into something that explores like folklore as a theatrical thing, I guess.
Yeah, I also, it might not come through in this, but we've focused a lot on Celtic, as you said, folklore. Yeah. But I have an entire Croatian side to my heritage, and Croatian folklore is very, what's the word? There's just a lot of it. It's very fruitful. So I want to bring some of that in as well, and I guess we'll see what mix we end up with and what we
yeah,
what happened, but yeah.
I think one of our, like, first tasks of 2022 is going to be to kind of do some research and pick a few tales that are of specific interest.
Yeah.
And kind of, yeah, pull out, I guess, some themes and some ideas and get a bit more of a concrete idea of what that
is.
Would be in, like, a title and some kind of show description and those sorts of things, and then we can hopefully start pitching it at people and get some performance or some rehearsal time or whatever lined up.
Yeah.
And start making that. Yeah, so those are kind of our 2022 rough plans.
Ideas, yeah.
Yeah, another company, like, goal of ours is to start kind of working with people who have the, like, external skills that we are just about managing but don't really have. We are looking for a producer.
Yes.
As a first port of call.
If you are a producer, please contact us. We may be chaotic, but we do our stuff and we have money for you.
Yeah, we can pay a producer.
We need one, please, though.
Yeah. Basically, we're looking for, like, support with funding bids and then to also write in some, like, funding for a producer into those funding bids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the skills gap for us.
Yeah.
Like, we can do it, but we'd really love to work with someone else. Successfully
at this point.
Yeah, we'd really love to work with somebody else and kind of form a working relationship in that sense as well. So yeah, please, if you're a producer, contact us. If you want to come on the podcast,
contact us.
We can, like, promo you as much as you would like if you come on the podcast.
And it can be if you have anything at all to say that you think is in line with what we talk about. So
yeah.
Come, because it's not even, you don't have to be a theatre practitioner. You don't have to be doing that at all. We are planning something with somebody who works in a secondary school as a sex ed. Well, no, she doesn't teach sex ed full time, but that is the main goal. And so we're going to chat about that and chat about, like, you know, anything that fits into what we are interested in as a general theme. In theory, in anything. Education, anything, come chat with us.
Or if you completely disagree with us, that's also fine.
Yeah.
If you want to debate us on the podcast, that's fine. Like, we're here for it. It's okay. Like, we're not here for the echo chamber.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got projects you're working on, if you've got your, like, started your own company or whatever and you want to tell us about what you do, come chat to us. We'd love to keep having these discussions. I think that's it.
I think that's pretty much it too.
We're wishing you a happy new year.
Yes, happy new year, happy holidays of any kind.
Yep.
Wishing
you a good 2022.
Yes. Yes.
And see you on the other side. See you in January, hopefully.
See you when the days start getting longer.
Yes.
Yes.
You can find us on social media if you want to be updated on everything we've told you we're going to do. We are at the Not God Complex on Instagram and Facebook, at Not God Complex on Twitter, or you can email us, which is thenotgodcomplex@outlook.com. We also, if you're not a social media person, have a mailing list which you can sign up to on our website, which is thenotgodcomplex.com. Website revamp also coming in the new year, probably.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to update it.
Goal.
Because we've moved faster than we could update our website this year.
Yeah. it's going to be pretty.
Yes, yeah, thank you for listening. Share with your friends.
Tell everyone about this amazing feminist queer podcast theatre company, yeah. whatever we are.
Send it to your friends who have chaotic energy.
Yes.
And we will speak to you in January.
Yeah.